You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Lisa Tarvis. I am a metaphysician, board certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, and the author of the book Just Believe. And I am also, obviously, a radio show host. I'm doing this show and starting on October 2nd, I'm co-hosting with Daria Ann. We're going to be co-hosting Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, which is a women's issue show. So that'll be on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. This show, however, is obviously on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock, and I thank everyone who's listening and all the people who are already calling in. We have a wonderful reader with us tonight, and I want to read his bio for everyone, and we'll be, if you want to join us in the chat room, you'll find links to his information, where, you know, how you can get in touch with him, of course, us at RightStream and me as well. But we'll be putting out contact information on, I know he's got a Facebook page, a Twitter account, and I believe a YouTube channel as well. So we'll have him give out that information, and we'll make sure we get that in the chat room. So anybody who wants to join us in the chat room, you can go ahead and go online and do that from the Blog Talk page. Also, anyone who's listening who wants to call in for a reading, please feel free to call 347-945-7246. You can call that number and just listen to the show. But if you press 1, you will get you'll actually get to be in the queue, and you'll be talking to Daria Ann, who is actually doing our screening tonight, and she'll get you on hold. We'll get to as many of you as we can before the end of the show. So tonight we have Leo Brown, and I'm going to read Leo's bio here. Despite the odds placed before him, told by doctors that he wouldn't live past the age 30, born with cerebral palsy, at the age of 21, Leo discovered that he, like others in his family, possessed what people called the gift. As time went on, Leo decided to take the time to develop his intuition and soon noticed that he could not only help people to heal, but heal himself. He is embarking on a mission of helping people from all over the world, with clients ranging from A-list celebrities to the boy girl next door. So I want to welcome Leo to the show. Thank you for being here, Leo. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm happy you could do the show. We get lots of emails from people, you know, asking to be part of the show, and some people just jump out at me, and you were one of them. And I want to hear a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. I want to hear a little bit about your story before we start taking calls, because it is an interesting story.
Okay.
You weren't like born with this gift, is that true? You think it was there all the time, and you just didn't know till you were older?
Oh, it was there. I just didn't embrace it until much, much later in life.
Right.
And it wasn't until I actually met my best friend, whom comes from a lot of spiritually inclined people who are very metaphysical themselves, and he saw something in me that I ignored, because quite frankly, I was afraid of it.
Right.
I said, no, I don't want to do that. You know, I want to sing. You know, I was like, I want to sing, honey. I want to get on the stage and drop it like it's hot. You know, that was my goal.
Yeah.
That was my intention. And life said, no, you're not meant to do that. You're meant to help people, but in a different way.
Right.
And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you do, and you do a lot of things. I mean, you not only, you know, have a psychic gift, but you also have a healing gift, which is really, really cool. That's something that I have also been blessed with. And talk a little bit about that. What form do you use for your healing?
Oh, wow. I guess for me, it is a combination of clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairsentience, honesty, and good old-fashioned humor. And I also make fake purses. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, that really what I use for my humor, or my healing, excuse me, is just that. Just the four things I named. I mean, I don't really call it anything super or anything that is, you know, otherworldly. I just see myself as a regular Joe who happens to do this. But for me, I love people. I always have and I always will. And when a person comes to me, whether they come to me for, you know, readings or for speaking purposes, for you know, motivational speaking purposes, you know, I'm like, why not? Let me go ahead and give you what I know you need to not only hear, but need to know. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. There's a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that all of us, I think, that do this type of work, all of us that have psychic gifts and use them professionally, I think we run across every once in a while as a person who's angry that we're not telling them what they, you know, what they want to hear. They're getting the truth, and that's not always popular.
Well, I mean, that's even true for me. I mean, you know, we're human beings, first of all. I mean, that's one thing I often say. You know, that's why if any of you choose to follow me on Twitter, one of my hashtags is not your typical psychic. And the reason I say that is because I'm a human being first.
Right. Right.
You know, I eat, I sleep, I make mistakes, I curse, I say the F word a lot. I don't know if I can say that on the show. But I, you know, I do things that everybody else does. I'm no different than the regular Joe than your next door neighbor. You know,
that's actually interesting. That's one of the things that you know, that I'm really drawn to with people that do this type of work, because of the fact that, you know, when I wrote my book, that's what I wanted to express more than anything, is that, you know, when I'm helping people, I mean, I'm just a normal person living a normal life, having the same same challenges and the same, you know, the same things going on that everybody else has. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you have this gift. But, you know, I'm not sitting in some, you know, in my office in a robe with a crystal ball in front of me. And, you know,
no.
And there's none of that going on. It's just a conversation, you know, that we're having.
Right, exactly. Right, between two friends, because in that moment for me, when I do work, whether it be over the phone, whether it be in person, whether it be via Skype, and I do all those formats, whether it be via email, I talk to you the way I would talk to my best friend. So that means in the course of a read, I got to cuss you out? Well, all right, I'm going to cuss you out.
Right.
But I'm doing it in a well-meaning way, to let you know, like, look, sister, brother, I've been there, honey. I've been crazy over a man. Trust me. You know, I've been broke. I've been poor. I've eaten oodles and noodles and still eat them, honey, okay? I've been there. You know, I know what it means to struggle, but I also know what it means to keep going and persevere. And despite everything going on in my life, I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel. For all of us, not just for me, but for everyone. But I think a lot of it is that some of us choose not to see that light, not only at the end of the tunnel, but the light within themselves, too. We don't want to see it because it can be too scary, because it means you have to face the truth and own up to your BS and take responsibility for the things you do or haven't done in your life.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. You're holding yourself accountable, and
exactly.
You know, and that's real important. I definitely want to start. We have lots of people on hold, and I want to get to as many people as we can. So if you're ready, do you use?
I'm ready. I hope you're ready for me now. I mean, you know.
I think they'll be able to be ready. I think they'll get through. What I want, you know, do you use cards or do you just read?
I just read. But in the beginning, I used cards for a long, long time. I still do somewhat. I mean, I don't, but I don't really have to.
Yeah.
But I will say this, you know, I'm human. You know, if I get something wrong, and let me just say this before you put people on the phone, I would never call myself 100% accurate. I'm 100% human.
Right.
So if I get something wrong, I'm sorry, you know, I'm sorry, boo-boo, I'll buy you a drink later on, we'll talk about it, you know. You know.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
The best psychics, the best known psychics in the world are, they say, are only accurate 60 to 70% of the time. And that's honestly, in my opinion, a lot of that has to do with free will and the fact that we totally can change the outcome of anything. You know? And I really, you know, the whole fortune telling aspect of psychic readings, I mean, we can only tell you what we see right now with the situation as it is. You can change that situation to make it better, or you can mess it up and make it worse. You know, you have power over it as the person receiving the reading. And I wanted to say to everyone on hold and everyone thinking about calling in, please let's remember there are lots of people, and I would appreciate if everybody just asked one question, so Leo can get through as many people as we can tonight. These people call in, you know, 15, 20 minutes before the show starts, and I know how long they're on hold, so I want to get to
Let me just say this too. Some people call in, they tell their story. Honey, we don't want to hear your story. We just want to hear a little expert. Just a summary, okay?
Just some kind of summary, exactly. Just a quick summary and ask a question. And if you want more information, you can, you know, contact Leo offline, off air, I should say.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah.
Online, off air, and have a conversation with him yourself. So let's get first to Gwen from Massachusetts. Hi, Gwen. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you, honey?
I'm good. I have Leo here. Do you have a question for Leo?
Leo, I'm absolutely in love with you.
Thank you, honey. And I love Massachusetts, by the way. I went to Boston.
Yes.
Oh, my God, about 3 years ago, and I loved it. So,
good.
Love it.
My question is in regards to a relationship. Do you see a relationship coming forward this year or next year?
All right. And I love that you got right to the point.
Yes.
Where's my man at, baby? Where's my man at? Yes. I asked myself the same question, girl. Okay. You know, believe it or not, I want to say December going into January of the next year.
I
want to say this for you, Gwen, you're ready.
Okay.
You're really ready. You're emotionally ready.
Yes.
I would say maybe 3-4 years ago, you weren't there, honey. You were very misty. Like, I got to find myself.
Yes.
Okay, and find the color purple. But now you've done that, and you reunited with your sisters and things.
Yes.
You are at a point where you're ready for, you're not only ready for love, you're ready for, I pick up more so marriage for you.
Yes.
Like, you're really I'm ready to get married, honey. And I don't blame you for that one either. But I want to say, I keep getting December, and I would say by the spring of next year, if you're not in a relationship, you're going to be beginning, like, going into that ebb where things become serious.
Wow.
And you are, and are you trying to work on losing some weight? Because I feel like you're trying to work on your body.
Honey,
the body's going to come together. Don't worry. But keep your curves, baby. Keep your curves, okay? Don't lose that, honey. That's on the track of man. Okay?
I love it. All right, honey. Oh, you were so sweet.
Thank you.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks for calling in, Gwen. I think I'm going to be laughing for this entire, I can already tell, this entire. I'm going to keep muting my mic so that I can laugh like this.
Thank you, Lisa. Many blessings. Joe, love you. Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are a trip, I'll tell you. That's funny.
Yes, I am, honey. I'm a trip and a half. I know that about me, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I love it. I love it. All right, so let's move right on to Sharon from Ohio. Sharon, are you there?
Hi, Leo. Hi, both of you.
Hi.
Good evening.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are
Hi.
You?
Well, Leo,
you have a question
can
for
you
Leo tonight?
Yep, I do. Leo, you know, I have a couple things pending as far as employment, especially this week. The bottom line is, when do you see me landing a job? Am I going to be successful in that soon?
You know, the first thing I got, and it was funny when you mentioned this week, I actually got by the end of this upcoming week, you're going to end up having a job. Thursday, Friday.
Oh, I'm getting it. I have to take the drug test tomorrow. But then I know, and I've got a couple interviews. Just, you really do feel that I'm going to be land? Yes.
Yeah, I do. I do. And the thing of it is, let me say this too. You're not only looking for employment, you're looking for stability, it feels like to
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. Career, career, yes.
Yeah, and not only stability, but growth. And I want to say the next month, maybe two, you're gonna be entering into that realm of stability and growth regarding career, okay? And
okay.
I don't know why I'm getting this, but I feel like a lot of this has to do with home or home life for you, where you're wanting to make things better, because I'm also seeing you declutter your life and organize your life in a lot of ways too, coming up.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know why, in regards to your house, I just see you saying, you know what, I want to give this thing a facelift.
That's
just
so
make
cute.
It,
well,
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I will. Yeah, get all the clutter from the year. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, by the end of this week, I will get an
yes,
offer.
Yes, ma'am. That's what
Thank
I picked
you.
Up around you. Mm-hmm.
That was a quick
Thank
question,
you.
Wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you, both of you. Have a nice evening.
You're welcome. You too, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. Everybody's really sticking to the whole one question. Make it fast. I like this.
Well, that's because
we
you're
may
in the
not
presence
have
of a diva.
To...
You know, when you're in the presence of a diva, you do need to think. It's okay.
All right. Yeah, I think it's awesome because we're like getting, you know, we may actually be able to get through this humongous list of callers. It's really cool. All right.
Great.
So we're going to move on. We're going to move on to Serena. She's calling from Ontario.
Wow.
And he's just almost like an international caller. I mean,
That's
kind
fantastic.
Of is. But it's Canada, so I don't know. We're so close, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hi. So, yes, it is Canada. It's Canada.
Yeah. So do you think you're international to the U.S. or do you think, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I don't think. No, I think we're close neighbors. I think we're just all part of one America, North America.
I agree.
That's kind of what I think too. And when I see it's somebody calling from Canada, I'm like, I don't know. I don't really feel like I should say it's an international caller. I mean, you're like, right there. You know, we're like that's.
I know our lands are attached. You know.
Exactly. All right, Serena, did you have a question for Leo tonight?
Yes, I'm struggling between which question to ask, but I will go with the most spiritually based question, and that has to relate to my dreams. Is there anything you can tell me that happens in my dream state? Or anything? Yeah.
Well, I'm picking up two things. One, what I picked up in the beginning, before you even answered, you know, asked your question, I picked up like new beginnings for you. I feel like you're going through a transformational phase, and I feel like it's evidence in your dream work, like when you do dream. And also, I feel like you are. It's almost like one. It's like one thing is opening, another thing is closing. Beginnings. And I also feel like growth when it comes to your dream work. I don't know why I'm getting around you that when it comes to dream work, you really need to not only write it down, but you need to meditate on it a lot. I don't know why I'm getting that, but I really feel like you need to. Like, take some meditation classes regarding dream work, and it will help you understand why you're going through what you're going through. Because I feel like it just feels like to me that when you're done with your dream work, it's almost like, I literally want to collapse because it feels like it's exhausting. But at the
and
same
I,
time.
You know what? I think someone told me once, like about 6 months ago, that the reason why I wake up t- tired in the morning is because I astral travel or something.
I was actually going to say that. I was going to say traveling too. Thank you. You stole it from my mind, girl. Thank you so much.
The key is that they say that I help people in my dreams, but I don't know if that's
even possible.
Well, you
do a lot of healing. I feel like you do. And what I'm picking up around you is that you're going to start incorporating a lot of your healing work that you do in dreams into real life. And I don't know why I'm getting this around you, but have you thought about owning your own business or something, just something small on the side for yourself?
Yes, I'm a Reiki master. I do have my business, but I have no clients.
Okay.
I just started it up about 3 months ago.
Okay. Give it until at least February of next year, okay, for clients to start coming in and building up. Because a lot of your healing with what you do in dreams, it's going to help your clientele come to you. I know this may sound kind of weird, but I feel like through you going into dream work, you're actually guiding people to come in physically and get healing from you, okay? And I want to say, yeah, I keep getting February for you. By the time February comes in for you, your business will be off and flying. In the beginning, it will feel kind of unbalanced in the beginning at first, but it's going to start to grow and grow and grow. And I also see you teaching everything from yoga to past life regression to meditation. So I see you doing a lot of teaching as well. So keep going with it. Yeah.
My goodness. Okay. Well, it seems odd at the moment because I have no clients and I'm always questioning, you know, should I even started this business, right? So
you're doing the right thing. It just feels like right now the reason why things are so, dare I say, slow, is because you're doing a lot of inner growth within yourself, coupled with there's a lot of self-doubt that you need to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, that's great. Yoga.
Thank you.
Teach yoga, meditation, and past life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. I will go with that.
Sounds like a good plan. Sounds like a good plan. And believe me, the clients come. They do. They come. Once they know what you do, you're gonna have plenty of clients.
They'll find you. You won't have to find them. Trust me.
Exactly. And so much of the clients that you end up getting are word of mouth. You know, don't spend a lot of money on advertising and all of that. It's word of mouth that makes or breaks you. You know, as long as people are, you know, are loving what you're doing for them, you'll be very successful. So don't worry about that part.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's great news. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So you do. You just tackle this stuff right on. I mean, there's no, you know, you're not. So one of the things that we do have on the show a lot are tarot readers, and there's always the slowness with the cards and the shuffling, and I get it because I can't tell you. And, you know, so it's nice to be able to just kind of tackle these answers, you know, or get right to the answers to everyone's questions. By the way, I just want to give out your website while I'm thinking about it. It's psychicleo.com, psychicleo.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, right? Okay, good.
Okay.
You took out the wrong website. That would be bad. So everyone, if you want to contact Leo after the show and set up something private, a lot of people listen, but they don't want to be on the air or whatever. You don't have to. You can go visit his website at psychicleo.com and set up
and
something.
And I travel as well too, by the way. Like, so if anybody is like, well, you know what, I like to meet him in person, because I know that also some of us love our privacy, but also some of us would like to see what they're getting involved with, or who they're getting involved with. So
yeah.
I often say, if you want to see me and you want me to come to you and you want me to travel, honey, I will so travel, honey. I will put on my high heels and my little brim hat and get going. So
that's funny. Good. So psychic will travel. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. That's good. And let's talk to Kimberly from Georgia. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question for Leo tonight?
Yeah, I have a question. I think mine is more spiritual.
Okay.
I'm teaching right now, and I've been teaching high school for about 10 years, and I'm at my tipping point, and I just want some motivation. It's like I don't have any motivation to write, to do what I love, to do anything. I'm just
okay.
Looking for something else. I need to
know. Okay, Kimberly. I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna be like y'all. I'm gonna come in and fix your life for just a few minutes. Okay. First of all, it's not that you don't have the motivation. The passion has gone. The passion has died down. And let me just say this to you, Kimberly. The first thing I picked up around you immediately was you don't need to be no teacher. You need to be a minister. Because you have a testimony. And you have been through challenges. And without challenge, I always say, without challenge, there is no change. Okay? And I feel like for you, it's not that you don't love what you do, but I think what it is what I'm getting is it doesn't impact the people. And when I say people, I mean the students in the way that you want it to. Because I'm getting something where they're listening to you, but they're not hearing you. Does that make any sense to you?
That is correct. That is correct.
And in turn, you're just like, well, why in the world am I doing this mess? I want to say something else, but I'm trying to be cute. You know, and what I'm getting around you is that same passion that you have more so for, because I keep hearing you, I'm literally hearing you minister to people. That same passion that you would take if you were a minister, take it into the teaching room. And teach as if you were ministering to children. And you'll be just fine. That passion will come right back. Okay? And I also feel like around you, too, you've got coworkers around you that don't know what they're doing, and they don't care. And that's another reason why you're so low, or you feel so low. Okay? So give yourself about 2 months, and that passion will slowly come back.
Okay.
Stop going. What you're going to have to do is go against the status quo a little bit. Okay, put your own stake on your lesson plan. Don't just go by everything they send you.
Okay?
Do it your own way, and you'll be fine. And once again, I don't know how old you are. I don't know how old you are, Kimberly, but sweetheart, you need to start talking about your journey. Seriously.
Okay,
and what you've been through as a woman.
Okay.
Because that's going to be where your true passion is, speaking, empowering women. And I feel like it's something that you've always wanted to do. I want to say maybe for the past 2-3 years, but you put it always in the back. You're like, no. I have to have this.
Right.
This is stable, but honey, do both. Go out there and run that mouth. You know how to run that mouth. You from Georgia. You a Georgia peach. You can do this. Okay?
You are correct.
You'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. And I'm a Southern Belle, too. Don't get it twisted now. I'm from Alabama, so I'm all about it.
All right, now. I'm from Alabama, too, Talladega.
Okay. So you're going to be fine. You're going to be just fine.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Thank you so much for calling in, Kimberly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You can definitely, Leo, if you ever decide to give up the whole psychic thing, you could definitely take up, like, I don't know, maybe being a comedian, you know?
Well, you know what? I feel that humor is a healer.
Yeah, it is.
And,
you're right.
And that's why I include it. But also to show the word humor has the word human in it. So
right.
I use humor to show that I'm a human being. That when you come to my, if you ever come to my house or you're looking for an event, I'm not going to come floating in with sage and incense in my hand. Now, don't get me wrong. I had it in my bag, you know, to purify the room. But I will also have some chicken and some potato salad and some macaroni and cheese and things. And we're going to sit down and talk and eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get to do what I need to do. You know, that's just the way I am because I feel like, there's a big misconception of when you go to a psychic or a psychic medium or what have you, that we're all, you know, Indians playing in the back. And like, no, honey, we go to the club after this. You want to go to the club? Okay, let's do that.
Well, you know,
I have no problem with that. Okay, let's go.
You're really so right with all of that. But, you know, there's one thing that I am, my big thing that I really believe is true when it comes to healing is that nothing heals better than laughter. I think laughter
mm-hmm.
can fix anything. It's actually just coincidentally, my dad was just recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and he lives in Clearwater, Florida, and I live in Pennsylvania. And my grandmother, who was turning 100 at the same time, we decided as a family to go down and see my dad and be there for my grandmother's 100th birthday. Anyway, when I went down, when my dad has just got this diagnosis, I bought him like the series of Carol Burnett. Do you remember Carol Burnett?
I do. Yeah.
I remember watching her and Tim Conley, I think his name was, and I don't.
Tim Conley.
And just the little kid and my parents laughing and me laughing because they were laughing at themselves so much. So I took it down there, and I'm like, Dad, you know what? You got to go through what you've got to go through with your chemo and your radiation and everything, but you need to watch these DVDs, and you need to just laugh. You know, you need, there's nothing that heals better. I really do believe that's true.
Yeah, well, it is true. And like I said, I want to break the misconception. I think there's a big misconception, and you know this true, Lisa. You know that, you know, we're always right, and, you know, we're always on point, and it's like, no, honey, we're not. Or that we can't be body, we can't be sexual, we can't be sensual. Yes, you can. You're a human being. Be all of that. Show all of that. My thing is this. If Pamela Anderson Lee can be a sex symbol, why can't I? What do you want to do? You know, who just so happens to be, you know, spiritually gifted. Why can't you be all of that? Because with all of that, you don't have the gifts. You know what I mean? It all correlates, in my opinion.
I agree. So, I totally think you're right. I totally agree with it. And there's so much truth to all of that. In fact, there's a Facebook group I'm going to recommend you join. It's a very small group of psychics, and it's called the Lighthearted Lightworkers is what the name of. And a friend of mine who's a tarot reader lives in California, and she started the group. And that's people that we think that have just that are just like what you're saying. We want to break the misconception and what people are thinking about people that do this sort of work, and make everybody know, okay, we're just normal people, you know. I mean, like you're saying, I have a mouth. I'm the same way. I have a mouth like a sailor sometimes, you know, and I sometimes have too many tequila shots, and you know what I mean.
I like to have fun and keep my heels up sometimes, and I have my moments of sadness, and I cry, and I have grief,
absolutely,
and you know, anger, and all of that. You know, we're all human beings here, and that's what, through being in this industry, I've been in this business since I was 21. And through being in this business, I've seen, you know, the whole, you have to follow that misconception. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say the F word. Now, if that's in my mind to say F word, I'm saying it. So I'm just going to say it, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to disrespect what you do. But I'm not going to sit up here and kowtow and step in face if that's what you want me to do. That's not going to happen with me. So I'm a firm believer in just being honest and real. As long as you allow me to be. If you don't want me to be fine, I'll give you the fake Leo. But if you want the real Leo with high heels and makeup, honey, you know, knows how to bowl, then you'll get him. You'll get that one. And trust me, that was a lot of fun.
And that's what, you know, and it's interesting that you're talking about the real Leo, because that's actually your Twitter name on your Twitter is the real Leo Brown. And I saw that, and I'm like, is there a fake Leo Brown? I'm like, what's going on with the fake?
No, but
so now,
I named it.
Now
it's
I get
funny.
It. Now I get it. I understand.
Yeah, but that's why I named it that, because I was like, okay, I'm tired of being boxed in. I don't want to be boxed in. Because, like I said, take for instance, I love the Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. I love her. I think she's fantastic. But I also think that she's become a product of the Learning Channel now. I'm just like, I don't want to do that. I'm like, don't get me wrong. Don't get it twisted now. I love a camera, and a camera loves me.
Right.
I love television. I love radio, as you can tell. I love anything involving me. I mean, I'm a Leo all day long. You know, I love it. But at the same time, I want to be genuine. And I think that's why when everybody meets a psychic, they start thinking, oh, you're not real, you're not this. Because they don't know it needs to meet a genuine person who happens to be a psychic. or who happens to be a medium, or who happens to be a tarot reader. They don't know what it means to me. Well, wow, you just cursed that dude out.
Right.
Yeah, but I also can tell him that, you know, in 3 days' time, he might go through some shit. You know,
right.
My friend.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's true. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's get to some more readings before our callers here start getting angry with us.
Okay.
Let's go to Ellen. Ellen is calling from New York. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Leo.
How are you?
Hi.
Do you have a question for Leo?
Yes, relationships. Does Leo see a relationship coming up for me?
All right. I love how you got so to the point. I love that because that makes my job so much easier. Yes, but you know what I'm getting around you, Ellen, first? I get now that you have a deeper and a more connected relationship with yourself than you've had in a long time. I feel like this year, maybe this past year, has been a year of a lot of growth for you, emotionally and spiritually. And in terms of a relationship, I do see somebody coming in, but maybe not for another month. Because I get November, December. I'm getting a lot to do with the winter months for you, like late fall going into winter for you. And by the time the new year comes in, and I want to say May, June, your relationship will not only be stable, but it will be in a place where you not only feel content, but you're actually like, okay, good, I have nothing to worry about. Because I feel like right now for you, you're really ready to meet, dare I say, your soulmate. And I don't use that term very loosely, but it just feels like to me you're really ready to meet that person that compliments you. Not matches, but compliments your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. I wasn't quite sure I was ready because of how hesitant I'd been with, like, friends have introduced me to. I was just wondering what it was.
You're a little guarded. You're a little guarded, and that's okay. But what I'm getting is the reason why I picked up self-love first was because you need to learn to trust yourself. You're not a bad picker of men, Ellen. Let's make that very clear to you, okay? It's just that you picked men that at that time needed work, and they didn't know they needed work within themselves. That wasn't your battle. And I'm going to say this to you. In your next relationship, don't be a caregiver. Don't. Don't be a mom. Be a woman, okay? And be a sensual woman. Okay, honey? All right? Show them boobs, honey. You know, wear your outfits. Be pretty. You know, feel good about yourself, because when you feel good about you from within, you're going to meet that reflection that does the same thing. Trust me. And you won't have to support them. Because it feels like to me that's been the problem. You've met great men, but they needed more work. I feel like you met so many men with mommy issues, we could have a whole conversation on that. That could be a radio show on itself. But what I'm getting around you is you need to learn to trust your own instincts. You don't make bad decisions, okay? But you wait until the last minute to pick the right one. When your intuition says go, go. Okay. And if it's meant to be, it'll work. You'll be fine. Trust me. I've been this way too. I know wherever you speak. Trust me. I've been here many times. But you have to learn to love you first. Because if you don't love and trust your own instincts, then how are you going to meet that person? You won't. You're going to meet everybody that's flawed and messed up. It won't work for you. Trust me on that.
I will. Thank you, Leo. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so much. And good luck to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So next up, we have Lori calling from Ohio. I think that's our second Ohio caller tonight. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Good. Hey, I have a question about what I'm going to be adding to my business. I feel like the business that I have, it has come full circle, and I'm done creating. I'm going to maintain it, but I'm wanting to create something else, but I don't know what direction. I'm just too full of ideas. Can you see a direction that I may be going in? Clarity?
I can try, but here's the thing I'm picking up around you immediately. when you said you have a lot going on or a lot of ideas, you do. You just need to pick one. Honey, you've got so many going on. I want to say at least 7 or 8 all at one time. I don't know why I'm getting this from you, but for me, I feel like one is involving, like, it's almost like a combination of writing and art. Because I'm picking up something to do with the artistic flair, and then another one to do with the written word. And I feel like what you need to do is combine the two. That will lead you in the direction you need to go. Because what I'm picking up around you right now is that you're really on the creative high, which is a good thing. But you need to not only listen to your intuition more often, but don't doubt it and don't fight it when it comes to your creative urges in regards to your business. And I want to say this too, in the next 3 to 4 months, I'm seeing money not only come in and doing very well for you, but I'm also seeing you wanting to save money a lot more, like putting money back. And it's not because you need to, but more of just a just-in-case kind of thing for you. And what I'm picking up is that in that time, that's when all this indecision that you're going through now, that's when things are going to become clear. When you be like, oh, okay, now I see what I really need to do. And I do see you going in a very good direction, but for me, I keep picking up around you writing. I don't know why. Writing, communicating, something to do with you writing things down and in turn helping people. I don't know why I'm getting
that.
What I am.
Well, that's good. That's really good. That's one of the areas that I feel that I neglect the most, that I'm probably supposed to do the most.
You need to write a book. That's what it is. You need to write a book. And also, when it comes to your own self, you need to journal more.
Oh, yes.
And
okay.
I'm seeing you getting into, like, self-help. Kind of like Dr. Phil, but maybe
that
more.
That is so me. That is so me.
Like,
yeah,
Dr.
Leo,
Phil,
that's...
but sweeter. Like a sweeter version. You know. Sweet.
Awesome.
And I'm also seeing you speak to crowds and saying, you know, this is what I've been through. I just see it being more relatable, more fun,
yes.
and more, dare I say, faith-based, because I'm thinking to do with faith-based, too. Like, your faith, it's almost like you're combining what you believe spiritually when you write. Does that make any sense to you?
It makes complete sense, yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for that confirmation. I appreciate
no
it very, very much.
No problem, girl.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You're
thanks,
welcome.
Lori.
Good luck to
thank
you. You. All right.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, you are just a popular guy tonight, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're getting lots and lots of callers. Let's move on to, we're going to go south, very south, actually, to Trish from Louisiana.
Oh,
hello, how you doing, Lisa, Leo? How are you guys doing today?
The home of Mardi Gras, my favorite event in the universe. Love
hello?
Mardi Gras. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you great. Do you have a question for Leo?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if you can see maybe some type of my creative contribution to this planet. Don't know what to do right now.
Oh, okay. First of all, I love your energy, okay? You give me all of those times like 5. Love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm picking up around you teaching.
That's
but
a
I'm picking, but I'm picking up you teaching spiritual principles.
Spiritual principles, yeah.
Spiritual principles
okay.
like life coaching, motivational speaking. And it's funny that I mentioned Yana Monzant, and I'm going to say it again, like her, but on a more raw level, if that makes any sense.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
And I feel like for you, honey, you are ready to, you're ready to really make your voice heard. Because I want to say maybe the last 3 years, you felt like your voice has been kind of shut down. But now you've gotten your voice back. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to tell my story. And I don't care who listens.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they hear it. Okay? And I don't know if you have children, but I'm picking up something to do with your family being involved in this too. I feel like family is going to become kind of a family business or the business that you're going to end up having for yourself by you doing this is going to become very community-based. So it's going to feel like a family.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
I'm kind of new to New Orleans, but I've been really feeling like I want to go back to Detroit, but yeah. So
you're
gonna
end up going
where all
back,
my family
but
is. I'm the only one down here.
Okay, but what I'm picking up around you, though, is homesickness a lot.
Homesickness
when it comes to Detroit. You're going to end up going back to Detroit. You will end up going back. You will.
Okay.
But probably not for maybe another year, year and a half. I get the number one. So either another month or another year, you'll end up going back, okay, for a while. And the thing of it is with Louisiana, what I'm getting is you're trying to find your footing. And you're also trying to find your tribe. And that's very difficult because.
Wow! That is amazing! That is amazing, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm about to have tears in my eyes, man.
Don't do that, because then I'll start crying and smudging my makeup out. We don't want that.
Boy.
But what I'm getting around you is you're trying to find your tribe, and that's difficult. But give yourself at least a good 2 to 4 months, and you're going to meet them. There's a reason you're in Louisiana, honey. It's not.
It's not a fluke.
There's a reason.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful.
You're going to be okay. And I know you.
It's scary, and it feels
very foreign right now. But you're going to be fine. From one Southern Belle to a Yankee, honey, you're going to be okay. And once you get some food in you, because you need some food. I don't know why I'm getting food around you. You need some true Louisiana food. Once you get some food in you, you'll be okay, too. You're going to know that it feels like home. Trust me.
Okay. Wow. You're amazing. I love you guys, man. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you needed that. You needed to cry that out.
I did, yes.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in, Trish, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, you made someone cry, Leo. I mean, wow.
I wasn't trying to.
You know what? It's so funny. Every time somebody walks into my office, I swear, I have tissue sitting right there. I don't think anybody has ever walked out of my office without crying. I don't know what it is. I'm like, I don't know. How do I make people cry all the time? I think it's a good thing.
I was going to say that. When you have people coming to you for healing, they can't help but let it out. You know what I mean?
I had that happen
recently with a young woman. And she came into my place of business, and by the end of the session, she was just in tears.
Yeah.
And she needed to be. She needed to get it out. Crying is a sign of strength. It is not weakness. And this is from one emotional person to another. It's not a weakness.
Yeah.
It's a strength. And she just really needed to get that out. So I definitely understood it. And as a person who cries at everything, honey, you could buy me a candy bar, and I may cry at that.
Sometimes I watching some of the commercials on TV. God, remember those horrible Hallmark commercials that just like they'd have like, oh my God, they were so sad. And oh my gosh, the SPCA commercials. Awful. It's like, okay, you can have all my money. Just stop.
What's a commercial that always gets me going? You know, or the Budweiser. Remember the Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdales? And they'd be going through the snow, you know, just crying. Or the AT&T commercials back in the day when AT&T was actually a business. You know, those will make you cry. So I think that's okay.
It's the silliest stuff that just comes to get you. I hear you. All right, we're going to move on to Cindy from Maine. So we're going way up north now into Maine. Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I am well. Hi, Lisa and Leo.
Hi.
Hi, Cindy.
Do you have a question for Leo?
I do.
I was
interested in knowing, I have a house for sale, and I'd like to know when it's going to sell.
Wow.
real estate questions.
Yes.
I'm actually getting at the latest March of next year, at the earliest in the next 2 months, because I feel like you're going to have prospective buyers coming in. It feels like an ebb and flow kind of feeling to me, but I do feel like it's definitely going to sell. Definitely.
Okay.
And what's going to sell it is your, I don't know why I'm getting this, but your kitchen. Your kitchen is everything. Okay? So I feel like your kitchen is going to sell it. Like, that's going to be the major point. And I don't know why I'm getting this. Are you working with a realtor now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Your realtor really needs to sell, like, hard. That I keep getting, like, your kitchen either being in the middle of the house or, like, right, it's, like, in the middle of everything to me. And I feel like your realtor needs to really push that. Like, she needs to save it for the best for last, because that's what's going to be the winner right there.
Okay.
You've done a lot of work, and you know what you're doing. So it definitely is going to sell, but I keep getting at the earliest 2 months, at the latest by March of next year.
Okay, terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I love your voice, by the way. Your voice is so pretty.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling in, Cindy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go on to, let's see who's next. Kathleen from Massachusetts.
Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing? How are you, Leo?
I'm wonderful, honey. How are you?
Good. You making everyone cry tonight, huh?
Oh, I'm not trying to do that.
I'm teasing.
Laugh. Making everybody laugh and cry.
I have a question. Do you see my finances changing within the next few months?
I do. I do see them changing. Right now, it feels like it's been kind of this up-down, like the stock market. One minute it's up, 1 minute it crashes. But I want to say not for another, and I actually hate to almost say this, but I'm picking up not for another 6 months, because I get the number six around it. But I do feel like your finances are going to change for the better, not only to where you can put money away, but you can spend money. Because it feels like to me, I'm getting a mix of, okay, I've got to pay the bills, but it's like between this one and this one. Which one do I pay first? That's the way it feels to me. You're not poverty-rich, but you're not where you need to be. There's not a lot of stability. But I want to say within the next 6 months, stability is going to start to come. And it's going to come in kind of slow at first. But I do see it changing for the better.
Do you see how it's going to come in? Because I'm on SSI, and I can't cut out work.
I'm actually picking up around you for some reason, and I'm actually glad you said that. And being the person who is disabled himself, I know that very well. I'm getting, for you, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I get more either like a rate increase, and I'm seeing somebody help you that works at this office, like at your local office, is going to help you to get as much money as you can. And I feel like you may end up getting more than one payment through them too, as well, because I feel like there's something that's going to come in to where they're like, you know, you can get more than one check, right? Because I'm picking up something to do with your issue, like either you go into a doctor or something medical involved in this.
Yeah, I'm on SSI for several medical reasons.
Okay. And I just see them saying, you know, we need to give you more money, because you're making it, but barely. So we need to help you. And
all I get is $800 a month.
Yeah, but I feel like you're going to get more than that. And I want to say, if I hate to point out numbers here.
I love it.
But I'm getting at least an extra, like, I would say $200 to maybe $300 a month. I mean, I know that doesn't sound like much, but I feel like that's going to help you a lot.
Okay. You don't see money coming in from my ex-husband, do you?
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned this, because I picked up this guy around you, but he wasn't around you physically. It's almost like he was in the background. What I'm picking up around you is you are going to end up getting alimony, because I see something like that or some sort of support coming in.
I went back for alimony, and I got denied it because I got married a second time, but I got it annulled by the courts, and I went in with an attorney,
and the judge denied me it, mm-hmm. alimony. So
gonna,
I can't.
But hmm? Here's the thing. I feel like if you don't do it through the courts legally, it's something that you, and I know this may sound funny, but I feel like someone from your ex-husband's line is going to help you somehow.
From his what, honey?
Like, from his line is going to help you somehow. And it may
his
be
line?
Himself. Yes, ma'am. I just
you mean
like
his
somebody,
line?
Like, meaning in his family. If someone's going to help you, because I feel like if it's not him himself, it's going to be someone that's close to him. It's going to say, look, we need to help her out. And I don't know how tense you and your ex-husband are, but I do pick up this person coming in and stepping onto the plate. I don't think you're going to have to go through the legal system. You may, but I don't pick that up around you.
Because I've been told that I'm going to be getting a lump sum of money from him, but
yeah.
I wasn't sure when you saw it. I was told two different months,
I'm
but
getting,
I don't know what you
I'm getting more so the new year for you, like January, February, somewhere in there.
Do you have an amount you think I'm getting
yeah.
from him?
I don't have for me, I want to say it's at least between $2,500 and maybe $3,000, something in there.
Okay.
Because I'm getting it be, like, not a lot of money, but enough. So where you can put money away and, you know, pay back bills and things like that.
So that's a one-time deal with him.
It looks like it to me. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much.
No problem. Thank you. And good luck to you with everything.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kathleen.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're down to, we're just going to take one more call. I want everybody to know you can get, you can find Leo online at psychicleo.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can find him on Twitter at The Real Leo Brown. Facebook, what's your Facebook? I don't even know what your Facebook is.
My Facebook is facebook.com/intuitiveleo. That's my Facebook, and I use it kind of loosely, fan page. And then also, you can friend me on Facebook if you want to, but no free reading. I'm going to make that clear right now. you can go to facebook.com/psychicleo, and you can follow me if I like it. You can friend me. You can also follow me on Instagram as well. I'm on Instagram at the Instagram.com/therealleobrown.
You know, I'm on Instagram. I got to tell you, I'm just not getting it. I'm not really sure.
I like it. But that's because I like selfies and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess I just never think I'm going to upload this picture to Instagram. I mean,
well,
I think Facebook,
but,
I think
well, you
Twitter.
Know what? Well, you know what? Instagram is for people that don't read. I mean, it really is. You know. it is.
Or can't read.
Right.
But,
you know, I mean, but it's fun. It's cute. You know, it's a great way to build your, like for me, it's a great way to build, you know, client base and business and things.
Yeah.
Like that.
But
yeah. I enjoy it. It's cute. I mean, I enjoy all the social media networks.
Yeah, I love
social media.
I do. I love social media. I spend tons of time on social media, but I just have never really been able to really get into Instagram. And I don't, honestly,
right.
I probably would if I just focused on using it a little bit, but I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun.
It can be fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to start that. I'm gonna have to make that a priority. You know, Instagram. Anyway, let's move on to. Looks like Keisha from Pennsylvania. If I'm mispronouncing your name, I'm very sorry. Is it Keisha?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Did you have a question for Leah?
I'm good.
Good.
Yes, I'm good. My question was today, I was working a job and a lady was telling mm-hmm. me she'd rather go with an agency. So do you see me getting a new job anytime soon?
All right, Keisha. Let's see. I do, but I'm picking not for another maybe 2, possibly the latest 4 months from now.
Okay.
All right. And I feel like for you, there's something that's going to happen actually within the next 2 weeks, too, where if you don't get a new job, you're going to get a lead. Because I'm seeing you doing interviews coming up.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So I think things are going to start to come in, but I honestly feel like for you, not for another 2 months, 2 to 4 months. I keep getting those numbers in my mind. So I feel like for you, that's when things are going to start to, the ship's really going to start coming to sail regarding job, you know, new job placement. Because where you are right now, it's not the job. I feel like it's more so the environment to me. You know, it's okay, but it's not fulfilling anymore. The energy is kind of stagnant. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I just believe the lady, I mean, she is going through her own issues. I mean, I don't think she's too happy with herself. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
She's not happy, so, you know.
And I
don't want
that
to
start
to ruin my happiness.
Right, I was going to say that. So I feel like maybe that's where the stagnation is coming from. But you're going to be out of there. You're going to be out of there actually quite fast. And I would say within this next upcoming month, or by the time this month is October comes to a close and November comes in, you're going to be in a new job, I think. So like I said, within the next 2 to 4 months, you're going to be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Sounds like good news.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Keisha. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Leo, I really appreciate your being on the show, and you have to promise
Thank
me that
you.
You'll come back. Because,
everybody. If you want me to come back, I'll come back now. I mean, I hope you were ready for me, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I was totally ready for you. I got it. Everybody really enjoyed it. Everybody's raving in the
Thank
chat
you.
Room and getting
Thank
lots
you.
And lots of compliments. So anyone who's listening that didn't get on or anyone who didn't call in because they wanted to do something more private, you can reach Leo at psychicleo.com, and I'm sure there's a way to set up an appointment or contact information on your website, right? So everybody, definitely take advantage of that and follow him at Twitter, which he's at The Real Leo Brown, and, of course, on Facebook. And it's Intuitive Leo. Is that what you said you were?
That's right. Intuitive
okay.
Leo.
Okay. All right. That's on Facebook, so everyone definitely take a look at Leo's website. And thank you so much for being on the
You're
show.
Welcome.
I'm definitely going to be emailing you and asking you to come back soon.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. It was awesome.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye, Leo.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, everyone, that is it for Just Believe this week. I just want to remind everyone we've got some great stuff going on the Right Stream Network. We've got some new shows coming up in October. We're relaunching Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. We've got the speculative fiction Cantina that's going to be starting on Friday afternoons, I believe. And then we have a tech show. I don't know the name of that. I actually don't know the name of that show yet. Let me get Daria here. Daria, are you there?
I'm here.
Do you know the name for the tech show yet?
Yes, it's going to be called SEO Strategies with Snapperhead. And, of course, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization.
Right.
Snapperhead is Alan Scott. He'll be the host, and that's the name of his company. And he builds websites, and he is an SEO expert. So it should be a great program.
Yeah, I've got to get all his information to get the website updated with his stuff. I've got I was able to get Evan on, but I don't have his stuff yet. So if he sent that to you, by the way, if you could shoot it to me, that'd be great. Otherwise, I'm going to have to start my Lisa harassment program soon.
you're going to have to, because I reminded him last week, and he said he was going to get to it. He'd just been really busy. So it's going to have to be the Lisa and Daria harassment program, I think.
That's fine. We'll tag team them. We got this. All right. So everyone, we have so many awesome things coming up for the whole network. So everyone, stay tuned. October is going to be next month. I mean, it's just a couple weeks away now. It's going to be a really great month for Rightstream Network and going forward. We've got some really great stuff. So everybody, stay tuned and pay attention to what's going on. You can find us on Facebook at @RightStreamRadio, I think, and on Twitter at @RightStreamRadio, and of course
our Twitter.
What is it?
@RightStream.
Oh, it's @RightStream on Twitter, and it's @RightStreamRadio on Facebook. I always mess that up. I don't know why.
RightStream Radio Network on Facebook. Yeah,
but. the simplest way to do it is go to rightstream.com, where you'll find all the information and all the links to all of our social media stuff there. And we'll be updating that lots in the next, I've already started updating, but I haven't published it yet. We'll be updating it in the next week or so with all the new shows and everything going on Rightstream. So everyone, I appreciate your listening in, and for everybody who called in, appreciate that. You can check out what's going on with me on my website, lisatarvis.com. You'll find links to my Facebook page, Twitter account, LinkedIn, all of those social media sites. Plus, you'll find links to where you can purchase my book, Just Believe. Until next week, everyone, have a fantastic week coming up, and thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk next week, next Sunday, 7 o'clock. Thanks. Bye, everyone.